Hi, I'm Julian Cooper for CKUW 95.9 FM. The Fairness Express has arrived in Winnipeg, Manitoba. A big green bus is sitting at the Manitoba Legislature. It says, fair is fair. Income inequality isn't. Tax fairness, good jobs. Public services, labor rights. The date is August 6, 2014. The weather is nice. And there are a lot of union people, labor people, public, all kinds of people just showing up.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for coming out this afternoon and joining us on Fairness Day. Today is a day to bring attention to the damage that income inequality does in our community, to building a tax system built on fairness, and to celebrating the important public services that all Manitobans depend on. My name is Michelle Bronski, and I am the president of the Manitoba Government and General Employees Union, and I will be your host this afternoon. We are so pleased to have a number of important speakers with us, and without further delay, I want to bring them up, beginning with a very important national figure. The Canadian Labour Congress's newly elected president, Hassan Yousaf, has come from the factory floor of automotive manufacturing plants to the highest position in the country's labour movement. Born in Guinea, Hassan came to Canada and found work as a heavy truck mechanic. It was here that he became active in the labor movement, being elected as plant chair before joining CAW staff and helping hundreds of non-union workers become unionized.
One of the problems with being tall is the microphone is too short, and vice versa. First, let me start, sisters and brothers. I want to thank all the affiliates and activists and leadership who took the time to come here today. So first and foremost, let me start off by thanking Phil for inviting me to their important event. I want to commend MGU and UG for the work they've been doing on the Fairness Campaign. Right across this country, their green buses, as known, have been traveling community after community, raising consciousness in the community about the importance of tax fairness, but more importantly, but income inequality and, of course, the need for us to take some responsibility collectively as to how we deal with this issue. Sisters and brothers, as I speak to you today, it is critical that we understand that a country that is so rich in resources, that the income inequality in our country, rather than getting smaller at a time, seems to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Of course, the gap that divides us working people from those who have too much wealth seems to be growing even more. And of course, the Harper government in their 8 years in office have just made it that much worse. And fundamentally, unless we get to this problem government in Ottawa, we can never change the reality that this country is struggling with today.
And our final speaker this afternoon is Michael Redhead Champagne, who's a long-time community activist and organizer. He's a lifelong Northender and founder of the AYO, Aboriginal Youth Opportunities, a youth movement that has been breaking stereotypes and creating opportunities since 2010. As a public speaker, he has traveled across Canada sharing teachings and strategies with youth, community labor, and education. We know him from meeting at the Bell Tower and anti-violence rally that happens every Friday on Southern Avenue here in Winnipeg. While the subject matter may change, one thing that stays consistent in his message, programs don't change people, relationships change people. We're very proud to welcome Michael Champagne.
If we're going to talk about fairness is that we ensure that we share actions that each of us as individuals can take to ensure that we live out that fairness in our day-to-day reality. It's going to mean very little if we talk about fairness and then we leave and we continue in engaging in unfair behavior. And one of the things that I think has been really, really important and was touched on earlier is the importance for us to communicate as much as we can as accessibly as we can with the broader public. The labor movement and unions in general, it was acknowledged, are in a constant dialogue and conversation with the public around the importance of public services. And I think it's critical for us to be able to use language that is accessible and understandable. Very much language similar to what Michelle actually just said, I thought that was a great example, so that the broader public can know and understand that when we gather in groups like this, we're not here only for the individuals who showed up. We're here advocating for fairness for citizens all across our city and all across our province. Now we talk about income inequality and we talk about fairness as it focuses often on the concept of income and what we make. And that's a bit of a difficult concept for me a little bit to understand because measuring of greatness in my life and in the teachings that have been shared with me from the elders from my community have been that we do not measure ourselves based on what we are able to get. We measure ourselves based on what we are able to give. And I think that's something that's very, very critical. What are we going to be able to give moving forward to those of us who haven't yet been able to hear our message? What are we going to say to the groups of individuals who are organizing themselves, perhaps right beside us in the labor movement, right beside us? But I think it is important for us to acknowledge that we're going to talk about fairness, we're going to talk about and think about the history of the labor movement and the challenges and the victories that were won in order for our voices to be heard. We have to take that same consideration and apply those thoughts and feelings to those around us who feel that their voices are not being heard as well.
Fair is fair, bus tour. That's gone from East to West Canada. And some of the places they visited, St. John's, Montreal, Kingston, Winnipeg. Today, they are going to Edmonton, Lethbridge, and Abbotsford, to name a few. So your name would be?
I am Michelle Goronsky, and I'm the president of the Manitoba Government and General Employees Union.
And are you traveling on this trip or no?
No, I'm not traveling on the trip. I get on and off the bus and I go out to the different areas in Manitoba and go out and speak to our members and other Manitobans about what the services are that we provide and how we need to hang on to them and make sure that we have enough tax dollars there and make sure that the taxes are being done fairly. And those that can afford it are paying a bit more than those of us that can't afford it. Kind of the Robin Hood tax takes from the rich to give to the poor and so that we've got equality for everyone and all of us benefit from the services.
What kind of response are you getting to that from society in general?
From those that are below the $250,000 mark, they understand, they get it, they want to hang on to services, they recognize them and they recognize how important they are. They also know that people that have the most money, that seem to be able to have the biggest tax shelters, doesn't seem to be a fair way of doing things. Those that have the most being able to save the most. I am very proud of the folks that are showing up. We have labor coming out in full force and actually supporting the fact that tax fairness, that those of us that make more money should be willing and able to pay a bit more to those to help out those less fortunate than us. And of course, we've got the PUC group that is here from Pukutawagan, and they are out doing a demonstration, and we're happy to have them aboard as well. It was a surprise to see them here today, but we welcome everyone in open arms, and our guest speakers that we have coming out are absolutely fabulous, and we're very, very proud to be on the steps of our legislature, being able to talk about tax fairness and equality for all. Actually, I would just like Manitobans to really think about the services that they get and that they're provided for them, and to realize what they would lose if they're not there, and to go out and talk to people about how we need to hang on to these services. We need to be willing to do our bit and help each other out, and just be humane to each other and make sure that we all have the same opportunities.
Yeah, that's a point made. I'd like to ask you a quick question on healthcare. Some healthcare is not covered for most or all, and that is like dental and eye care. Can you comment about trying to grow our system so that it works for everybody?
Well, I do believe that if everyone contributed to the amount that they could, the people that can afford to pay the most, if they contributed more into it so that services for all, I believe we could eventually achieve that, and that should be a goal for Manitobans and Canadians as a whole.
That's great, because I think you lose your emotion and your body and a few other things when you can't see, eat, and do these other daily activities in a proper way.
Absolutely. My husband had a stroke when he was 52, and he was debilitated and in a wheelchair, and I know exactly what that feels like to have someone you love not be able to do what they could do at one time. And so, therefore, if all of us contribute a little bit and we all benefit the most from it, we all have the most to gain.
Can you tell me anything you know about women's rights? Has that been brought up on this tour?
Not so much, other than making sure that women are included in making sure that the services are there that are provided for them. And of course, we all know that singles moms have a very hard time, trying to make sure that ends meet, trying to make sure that their children have the best health care and dental care and everything else that is needed. And a lot of moms are out there working two jobs at minimum wage just trying to put food on the table for their children. So if we can ensure that there's fairness and that we've got services for everyone, this is another way that we would be able to support those women.
I have a blue ribbon. You see that?
Yes, I do.
And what I've done is I've made it pretty big. It actually was a headband. And so what I'm trying to do is promote against violence against women, which includes all sorts of action. But I'd just like to know if you can comment on that at all.
You know, this is something that I would definitely want to learn more about, and I find it very unfortunate that as a sister, a fellow woman, that you would have a problem with that. And abuse is not acceptable in any way, shape, or form. I came from an abusive home, and I know exactly what that can feel like and how debilitating that can be for a woman. And I think we need to all stand up and take a very strong, firm stand against abuse of any sort for anybody, anyone out there. Bullying needs to stop, and it needs to stop now.
I'd like to thank you very much for that.
Thank you so very much.
And your name would be?
I'm Kevin Rebeck, president for the Manitoba Federation of Labor.
You're out here by the Fair is Fair bus, correct?
Correct, yes. MGU has a campaign, Fair is Fair. They're calling it's the Fairness Express, and they're going around the country to engage people to talk about income inequality and the need for us to have fair taxation measures.
East to west, how do you think the message is being heard so far?
Well, so far it started on the East Coast, so it's working its way across. They're about halfway through now. I think people really enjoy engaging with labor in a different way and having this conversation. I think it's a smart campaign that is not aggressive, but shows up where people are, offers them some popcorn, some information, and takes 2-3 minutes of their time to talk with them briefly and ask them some questions about what they think's fair. Government should be doing the same, asking people what they think's fair. And there's some really good questions being raised here and some real inequalities that need to be fixed. So I hope that politicians take this to heart as well.
I'm glad I got that, actually. I want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We have the Amalgamated Transit Union from Winnipeg, correct?
That is correct. John Callahan, Local 1505.
And you are the president of?
The Amalgamated Transit Union.
And what do you think about this big bus?
I think it's awesome. Nice looking bus. I hope it's driven by a union operator, which I'm sure it is.
I've heard where she's very good and very professional, so we'll just have to hope that it's down your alley.
Oh, absolutely. Good show out here today. A lot of people. Good weather, too, of course. Always helps. Unlike our rally, you were actually there back in May 13th. It was a cold day. I think we had 7 degrees that day. Cold northwest wind, rain.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot nicer day today. They tell me things are going to get going in about 10 minutes, but it's, you know, obviously it's here for a good reason for all of us. Like, I mean, to show the potential for fairness in the workplace for all workers, whether they're union or non-union, and try to bring everyone up to where they should be so that everyone has a decent standard of living and a livable wage is what it's all about.
Are you looking at this issue of driver safety and driver abuse?
Yes, as you probably are aware, we recently had a bylaw that passed with the City of Winnipeg for transit security, and it's definitely a positive thing. Of course, the cadets are going to be involved, which is also a very positive thing because it's a foot in the door for more police service and better security for all, for the ridership as well as our members.
Can you comment on the sign that has a message in the bus regarding mutual respect?
Yeah, it's just that, mutual respect. I mean, it's something that goes hand in hand. Like, we all want to treat others like we would like to be treated, and that goes without saying. Mutual respect. It's that simple.
I want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Michael Champagne at the Fair is Fair Green Bus. He has done a speech.
Yeah, here we are. It's Fairness Day, talking about the different roles that everyone has to play in making our communities a little bit fairer. A lot of folks talked about income inequality, and I really thought it was important for us, of course, to acknowledge that, but also talk about non-currency related resources as well, such as the importance of water. Winnipeg Water Wednesdays happen every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. at Memorial Park Fountain. All individuals in Winnipeg who drink water are invited to come down and join us. We have a variety of activities and speakers every single week, and it'll be going all summer long.
You still doing Bell Tower?
Every Friday at 6 o'clock p.m., meet me at the Bell Tower. Stop the Violence movement gathers at Selkirk Avenue and Power Street to engage young people and community members in creating alternatives to stopping violence and sharing announcements. Probably most relevant at this time is the Politics Brainstorms, notice the acronym, that happen every Saturday at Nietzsche Commons at 12 noon. AO Politics Initiative is engaging mayoral candidates, school trustee candidates, and city council candidates so young people can ask them their questions and be answered directly. Documented, of course, online through the hashtag politics with an XBS hashtag. We are changing the world. Thank you very much for the interview.